Say that again. Are you recording? So congratulations anyway. You completed CAS. You've done more than the minimum requirement. So let's have a look at your profile. So obviously you got some great things in there. You got lots of creativity, lots of activities, and plenty of service as well. And these are the things that are still ongoing, aren't they? So the that's almost finished, though, isn't it, now, the art studio?
I've done my reflection one and two, so because it's like, I'm going to do one more, I can do it in two.
Okay, I saw the pictures actually. Yeah. You made like a Rubik's Cube and like a bird.
Yeah,
a bird type thing. Oh no, it was a rabbit. Was it a rabbit?
A rabbit pot.
Yeah, that was it. Okay, and what about the high school girls softball preseason season 2?
Oh, we just started recently, so I just had my second session this week, Monday.
Alright, but that's this season 2 though, then?
Yeah. But I don't know, we did not start before the December break. We started on the first day of school after the December break.
Right.
Okay. But then it says season 2 ends in February 3rd or something.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure like how.
Yeah, I think there's something strange going on, isn't there? Because they did football basically from August till December, and then they've swapped it Christmas time, and then they've changed on to something else. So it doesn't seem to be going with season 1 and season 2.
They started late.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. But are you enjoying softball?
Yes. Last year I joined during the in season, it's just one season, but then that season also we had to stop in the middle because of COVID, so I couldn't continue. So I really wanted to continue because it's one of the sports that I wanted to like get trained well, even though I don't know like how to play at all.
Yeah, you still like it though.
Yeah.
What do you like about it? Do you like the batting or the pitching or the fielding?
I like mostly batting, and also running to like throw from one person to another, not pitching.
Yeah. It's hard, isn't it, to pitch and get it right every single time. True. So in terms of, we have to go through, in terms of the 7 learning outcomes then. Okay, we should go down these 7. Okay, so which of the activities do you think you've mostly demonstrated where you've identified your own strength and then built on it? So LO1. I've seen your portfolio, and I've seen that you've put LO1 and LO2 and LO3, and you've put it across quite a lot of your activities. But which one stands out the most, would you say, when you're thinking, I'm quite good at this, and I've also built on that as well?
I would say definitely tennis at first, because it's something that I know that I'm capable of doing it.
Yeah.
But then back in Bhutan, we didn't have like proper training to do it. So I always like wanted to get a proper training from like a proper coach.
Yep.
But then I was never able to get that.
Yep.
But then after coming here and then after joining the school team, I got a lot of training at the same time, advice from a coach on like tactical and strategic ways of playing it.
Yep.
So I feel like I have built more skills on top of what I'm already capable of.
Yeah, nice. So the coach was able to watch how you play and then just built on it and perfected techniques and things
and
like that.
Also because we were on like less number of students, because we were divided into team A and team B.
Yeah.
And I got into team A. So because we had like less number of students, he was able to focus on like each one of us. So it was a very good like session.
Yeah. This is probably why you like softball as well, because it's hand-eye coordination, isn't it? Kind of a racket sport type thing.
I like sports to do with like hands.
Yeah. So you'll probably like badminton, squash, maybe table tennis as well.
Oh, I'm pretty good at table tennis as well. We used to play in the morning house all the time.
Yeah, it's that hand-eye coordination. Do you play pool as well?
Yes.
Yeah. So anything that involves some kind of like instrument, a hidden ball or something like that, you tend to enjoy.
We've been playing pool during the whole like December break.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Okay, so where have you challenged yourself? Something new? Out of all your activities, what stands out where you're trying to do something new?
It's softball, actually.
Softball.
And also pottery, but then I would more put emphasis on softball, because like I said, mentioned before, it's something that I've never done it before, and because I've only seen people playing it, and it looked fun, so I've always like wanted to try, and then I used to imitate them, like, even if I'm not on the field, I used to imitate like how they used to bat and like, throw the ball.
Yeah.
So that was one thing that interested me the most. And then it was also very hard, like a very difficult decision for me to join softball, because I was really worried that I'm like the least person I know about sports. I'm in softball, and I don't have any knowledge or experience. But then the people in softball, they already have like experience into their school team, so they're like very skilled, way like they want me. So I was worried that I won't be able to fit into that team.
Yeah.
But still, I decided to overcome my own like fear, because I wanted to challenge myself to do something that I think I won't be able to do it.
Yeah.
So joining softball was a very, I would say, challenging at the same time, mm-hmm. something I have achieved after joining UWCAC. And I hope to continue it even beyond that.
Yeah, so you stepped out of your comfort zone and tried to do it. Yeah. There's a lot of skills, like the same thing. Do you find yourself watching others and then trying to see what technique they use?
Yes, all the time. I always watch, before I sit in Team B, so I always watch Team A playing and then how they bat, how they throw, how they run. Because I feel like it's mostly about techniques and softball. So I've been observing them all the time.
And I guess that's the same. I guess that's the same for any sport that you do, isn't it? That if you want to do something, then you watch how somebody else does it, and then you try to recreate it or imitate them.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. Okay. What about demonstrate how to initiate in panic as experience? Where would you say you've done that the most?
I think it's initiated for peace.
Initiated for peace, yeah.
Because IFP is a very like unique activity, and it's only found in our school. So it's also more about coming up with how to solve problems in a community, diverse communities especially. People who come from different cultural backgrounds, lifestyle, will have like different opinions on different things. So we need to be able to understand from their perspectives, even though we are from like different countries, and then even though we have something against them. So through IFP, I was able to learn how to the significance of diversification, at the same time how to initiate peace within them. So I think it demonstrates the CAS experiences, because we also made like a project, like a mini project with grade 5, and we talked about how conflict arises in a community, how to overcome that, and then why it's significant, even from a smaller age, how to understand the problem. So I think it demonstrates how to initiate CAS.
Yeah, it's just a shame that you couldn't do the main trip last year though, isn't it, as well?
Even the overseas conference. We planned it, but it got cancelled. So
you missed out on a lot of trips last year. I remember talking to you about it. It was like 4 trips or something, wasn't it? You couldn't do. Okay. And from all of your activities, what about the commitment and perseverance? Is there something that one in particular activity that you found it difficult going to, and you weren't motivated, but you went there because you had to do? Is there anyone
what kind of interactions have, like, not only in our school? I think it's my service. Unified Schools in Cameroon. Like, other activities that I participated are all because I wanted to.
Yeah.
And also, my service was also because I wanted to participate in it, because I'm passionate about helping other people.
Yeah.
But the reason why sometimes I feel demotivated to go to service is because it's very far from school, and we have to spend like almost 30 minutes traveling to the service point, and then when we get there, we get like only an hour to spend time with our clients. So it wasn't like really satisfying learning from all the time, because it's always like we start an activity, but then in the middle of doing it, we have to like stop and then come back to school because we don't have enough time. So I never get like the satisfaction of it. But then the more time I spend with them, like I realized the significance of it, and I tried to become more patient, trying to accept it, because we cannot change what's there already. So I tried to make the best of the moment I have with them during that 1 hour. So I think as time went by, it was getting better. But then in the beginning, I was a bit like, oh, not again. I want to spend time more if I like travel for at least 30 minutes there.
It's hard, isn't it, when you're going there again, then yeah, you've got to persevere, you've got to show that commitment, you're the one who signed up for it, you're the one who's got to do it. It's an important skill to have. What about working collaboratively? Which in particular activity would you say highlights that most, where you work collaboratively with others? Which one would you say you gain the most?
I think I mentioned in my several reflections about IFB being a little five, but then I also realized it's my basketball.
Yeah.
I joined basketball only for one season, but then I stopped after that because it wasn't going that well. But then what I realized was working collaboratively, the benefits of working collaboratively, because I used to be the person who like never communicate that well when I do teamwork, especially in sports, because I don't know, I think it's just my nature, like I don't speak like openly, or like I don't call out my team like when we play matches and stuff. So it was, when I joined basketball here, it was very different. Everyone was like calling each other, and then they were like very enthusiastic and then energetic. So the team collaboration was really good. But then for me, when I joined it, I found it a bit like challenging to speak out, like their name, and they were like calling, come there, come here, catch the ball or something. I felt a bit weird because I've never done it before. Even though I played basketball before, I was like, my mouth would be always like closed when I play in matches. So the communication wasn't that good. But then as I played here in like school team, everyone was doing it, and then my coach also mentioned that I have to do it in order to like know what's going on in the team and then like to communicate more, because communication is very important in teamwork. And then after that, I started to like try to speak out like bit by bit. So I think I've improved skills in that. And even now, like even though I'm not in the school team, but I used to play with my boardingmates friends. So I'll always be like calling their names. And I realized that I've learned that from my school, like after joining basketball team.
Nice. Because you more tend to like these sports where it's for yourself, like tennis is very much you, isn't it?
Unless
you
play as a doubles. That's fun.
But yeah, it's also good to have that team aspect as well. There's different skills.
And it helped me in softball as well.
Yeah.
Because I joined basketball before softball. And then because I learned this skill of communication within the teamwork, I was able to do that in softball. So it was a bit easier to do it openly in softball than when I first joined basketball.
It's good to have your own opinion as well when you're playing these team sports as well, rather than be told what to do all the time from your teammates. It's nice to have your own say in what's going on as well. Definitely. Okay, what about the last two? Last two are a bit harder. Global significance. I think we've talked quite a lot about IFP anyway, haven't we? And the responsibilities of that. Let's skip and go to number seven. What about recognize your own choice of actions? So ethics behind it. Is there anything in particular that you've done over the last 2 years where you're thinking, I really had to be careful then about what I said, I didn't want to offend anybody? Can you remember which one you used from your
class?
Things? You probably use IFP, I'm guessing.
Yeah, Project Week. I mentioned, I think, oh yeah, now when I think about it, it's, I have two things that I was really careful of, like, when I joined the team. It was, first is Project Week.
Yeah.
Because Project Week so Project Week was in the beginning of grade 11, and then at that time, I wasn't too close with the friends, like, especially in the boarding house as well, like, even at school. So it was very difficult for me to, like, join a group.
Started really early, grade 11.
Because we needed to know each other, probably, because we'll be spending, like, a week together and in like, a different country. So it has to be someone we can trust and somewhere closer.
Yeah.
So it was a bit, like, challenging for me to choose a team first.
Yeah.
And secondly, I was careful of, like, how my other team members would think when we make planning for the project week.
Yeah.
Because everyone had really, really difficult feelings. Some wanted to go for a phone, some wanted to do, like, an actual cast work.
Yeah.
And then some just wanted to, they just wanted to be there. So I had to respect their own opinions at the same time. I had to share my opinions in a way that I don't offend their ideas.
Yeah.
So it was a bit like, stop, go moment for me.
Yeah.
But then it was, I think it got better, like, as we got closer.
Yeah, I imagine it was really difficult for you because it was really early in grade 11 when they started the process of Project Week and forming groups and things like that.
Yeah.
Because they found that in previous years the planning was too short and then everyone was getting rushed at the end, so that's why they brought it all forward. But I guess they didn't think about new students to grade 11 and how they integrated with others and forming friendship groups. So difficult. Yeah.
And the other one was my service.
Yeah.
My service is with intellectual disability people. So everything I had to do, like everything I do, everything I communicate has to be like very careful with them.
Yeah.
Because it's, some things can be really sensitive for them, like, which we may think it's normal.
Yeah.
So whenever I speak, I had to think like many times before I talk to them.
Yeah.
And I try to make it like very, very simple so they understand.
Yeah.
And also my behaviors, like body language, would naturally change when I'm with them. Because I feel like making some kind of like silly mistakes would like trigger them at any way.
Yeah.
So I would be like very, really careful of like what I'm doing, what I'm talking about, like when I even show, like demonstrate how to play sports with them, I have to be like really, really careful.
Yeah.
So,
It all comes into the planning, doesn't it? What are you going to do and how are you going to do it? And to be adaptive as well when you're in the place as well. Thinking constantly, I need to phrase it like this so they understand.
Yes.
It's not easy. Nice. Cool. Well, all looks really good. All looks really, really good. I'll write this up. You've done really well.
Thank you.
Having cool. Yeah, and I'll let you just finish that off in your own time. But definitely. Nice one. Go talk to Esther now.